Mahatatvadi Kurvana.
Mahatatvadi Kurvana.
Mahatatvadi Kurvana.
Mahatatvadi Kurvana.
Bhagavad Virya Sambhava.
Bhagavad
Virya Sambhava.
Material energy springs up from the Mahatattva, which evolved from the Lord's own energy. The material ego is endowed predominantly with active power of three kinds: good, passionate, and ignorant. From these three types of material ego, the mind, the senses of perception, and the organs of action, and the gross elements evolve.
महत्तत्या विकुर्वनात् भगवद् बीज संभवा क्रिया शक्ति अहंकार त्रिविध समपद्वत वैकारिक तैजसस्य तामसस्य जतो भव अनसत्तिन्द्रियाणां च भूतानां महतापि सो The process of creation how one after another it takes place that is described here. So the total energy Mahatattva by interaction the beginnings, the moving, the pushing begins from the big Bhagavat Bija. Bhagavat Bija Sambhava. Bija means energy. We understand Bija sometimes in stamina. It is something like that. Not exactly the material stamina, but potency or energy, spiritual energy, that is the beginning of creation. So, where from the creative energy begins, that is, in the Vedic literature, we understand sa oikhata, simply by glancing. That when there is the word bija, it does not mean that as in the material world we discharge semina by sex intercourse. It is not like that. That bija, that energy, can be emanated from the Supreme Personality of God anyway. Therefore, Bhagavad Bija Sambhavata, in the Brahma Sangrita, it is said, Angani Jasa Sakalendriya Vrittimanji. Bijata, we can understand, a seminar discharged from the genitals. It is not like that. Bijata, that bija, or that energy, can be emanated from any part of the body, of the transcendental spiritual body. Everywhere, that is called omnipotence. So, just like Lord Brahma was born, not from the womb of Lakshmi, Narayan was lying down, and Lakshmi was present to beget Lord Brahma. There was no necessity of taking the help of Lakshmiji. He sprouted a lotus flower from his garden, and there was Brahma. So everything is possible from every part of the body, transcendental body, that is spiritual body, Satchidananda Vigraha. Omnipotent. That is explained in the Brahma Samhita. Anani Jastha Sapalendriya Vittimanti. The limbs and the parts of the body has got the potency of any other limb. Just that we can beget child, we can impregnate by the genital, but it is not required for the Supreme Personality of God. The Vedas, it is said, cha oikhata, simply by glance, the same. She glanced over the total material energy, and the material energy, the total mahatattva, become agitated. Then one after another, the creation was there. So, kriyasakti rahankara sridhiva. Kriyasakti, the creative energy, kriyasakti. God is not important, He is fully potent, and His energy for action we can experience in our daily life. So, this kriyasakti begins in three different categories. Tribhiva. Kriyasakti ahankara. Tribhiva samapadga. Ahankara ego. Identification. I am. Everyone is a conscious of his activities. Ego, I am doing this. But this ego, this is called false ego. This material energy, this ego is called another way, upadhi, designation. The real ego is aham brahmas. I am a spirit soul. But on account of being in touch, being born in this material world, my kriyasakti, my activities are being done under different designations, under sridhiva. Why under different designations? Because immediately there is creation, the gunamayi, the three kinds of modes of material nature, they also become manifest. And on account of this, our ego, false ego, association with a particular type of material modes of nature, I am thinking, I am like this, or I am this. Just like in this body, I am thinking, I am a human being, or I am Indian, or I am Brahmana, or I am Sannyasi, or this or that. Similarly, when I am in the dog's body, I think I am dog, my business is barking, and it service to the master. Different bodies, different ego. This is called upadhi. Upadhi. Three kinds of upadhi. Sattvic upadhi, rajasic upadhi, tamasic upadhi. But originally, there was no upadhi. The upadhi begins when the srishti, creation begins, under the first ego. So originally, it is satsattam avitaritam santattam iti cheta. The consciousness is pure. The same example as you have explained is that the water is coming from the sky. Before touching the ground, it is pure, crystal, distilled water. Before touching this material energy, icchādvesa-samutthena sarge jānti paranta. Before our material body creation, in spiritual consciousness, it is clear, crystal clear. But when it is agitated by the material desires, then in Bengali there is that poetry, Krishna Bhuliya Jeev Bhoga Vansaka. What is that? That desire is that I can independently enjoy. The example, there are many such examples. That's like a man is honest. But if he becomes polluted by the desire, that if I can get that money by fair or unfair means, I will become rich, so let me take this money. So immediately mind becomes agitated and it becomes under the spell of criminality, then gradually under superior judgment I am put into the prison house. Similarly, originally we are all pure. Krishna conscious. As we have got little independence, because we are part and parcel of God, therefore God has got full independence. So we have got independence according to the quantity, just like a small drop of ocean water has got a little quantity of salt also. Similarly, we are Anu and God is Divhu, He is Prabhu, and we are servant, His master, we are servant. The master has got independence and the servant has also independence. Not that because one is servant, he has no independence. He has got independence. If he likes, he can give up the service of the master and live independent. This is a crude example. Similarly, our material contamination means that when we desire to live without Krishna consciousness, why we shall be subservient to Krishna? We shall live independent. That is going on. Material life means everyone is trying to become victorious in the struggle of existence without God consciousness. That is our material disease. Krishna Bhulya Jeev Bhogavan Chakare. We may revolt. That is that independence we have got. Little independence and we can misuse it. So why shall I serve Krishna? Let me serve myself. Let me serve myself means, let me serve my different propensities. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, like that. My independence means, I will not serve God, I will serve my lusty desires. He cannot become independent. This is his concoction. That I am not serve Krishna, but you have to serve. What is that? Then I serve my lusty desires. Indriya siddhi. Indriya siddhi. Jat indriya vritaya. Simply it is satisfied. Krishna consciousness means there is no such thing as indriya siddhi or sense gratification. Everything for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanang Bhakti Rucha. Rishik means the indriya or the senses. That is stated here also. Manasas Chindriya Rancha Bhutana Mahatama. That different types of indriya for sense gratification we develop. This is the creation. Every one of us developing, and it has become complicated with so many other desires. Each life is full of desires. Therefore, in the Guru Stotra in the morning, we say, Arna Koriya Maniya. Is it not called that? Arna Koriya Maniya. So that is required. Guru Mukha Patna Bhakta. Siddhate Koriya. Siddhate Koriya. Koriya. Arna Koriya Maniya. That is legal. Otherwise, we shall be implicated. And what Guru says? Guru says the same thing as Krishna says. That is Guru. Krishna says, Sarvadharman Paritrajyamavetam Saranam Bhaja. Krishna also, Guru also says the same thing. That is Guru's treatment. That is surrender to Krishna and fully be engaged in Krishna's service. So that when Arkamnath Thakur advises, take this very serious. Arna Kariya Maniya. Nama. Stop any other desires. Then your life is successful. Arna Kariya Maniya. Babusha Admika Uddhi Ritiha Pudunanda. Bahushaka Pahantaska Buddhi Abhyavushai. Buddhi Abhyavushai. Babusha Admika. Nishtya Admika. Now, my life will be successful when I accept very seriously the instruction given by Krishna, and it is delivered to me through the transparent via media of Guru. Then it will be successful. So somewhere or other, originally, we are all Krishna conscious, pure, satya, avikarita. Now vikurvana, now being transformed or agitated, somehow or other, onadi karamo pale pari bhavar namajyala. We cannot ascertain when this transformation took place. There is no necessity of making research how we fail in this material contamination, environment. But we should be intelligent enough to understand that we are fallen. That is, now how we fail, we can trace out the history, but it is very difficult. Because onadi karma, nobody can assert. Just like when a man is diseased, he goes to doctor. So when he goes to the doctor, the doctor gives him medicine according to the symptoms and the diagnosis. There is no necessity of finding out the history how he failed disease. There is history. But that is not possible to trace out. Therefore, it is said, onadi karma phala. Onadi. Onadi means Adi means the creator. Reason, before creation, I contaminated this desire, ichha, desha, samutthena. I become revolting to the desires. Krishna says, everyone of us revolting now also. Krishna says, sarudhanma and paritrajya mame tanga saranam bhaja. But you have to move. Why? Why shall I surrender to you? This is too much. You are demanding. This is going on. This is going on. This is the disease. And to cure the disease, Krishna himself comes. Tadaradahi dharma sadhyani bhava. Tadatmanam sujaha. But we are so stubborn that we do not like to be cured. So what Krishna will do? How Krishna will help? He is coming. He is sending his devotee. He is leaving behind him the shastras. Atayev Krishna Veda Purana Kodila. The Vedic literature, Veda Purana. I elaborately explain the Vedic ideas in the Puranas. Purana means supplementary. They are not to be neglected. The history. Then Mahabharata. Then Vedanta Purana, Vedanta philosophy. Then explanation of Vedanta philosophy, Srimad Bhagavatam. And Mahabharata means this contains Bhagavad Gita. So many literatures there are. And who has made it? Made it. Vyasadeva is Krishna's incarnation. Vyasavata. That is stated in the Shastra. So Vyasadeva made all these literature. That means Krishna made through his incarnation. Therefore, in the Chaitanya Chaitanya, we find this verse. Anadi bahirmukh jiv Krishna bhuli gela. Atayev Krishna Veda Purana Kriya. So, somewhere or other, we are fallen in this material condition of life, making a manasthasthana indriyani prakriti sthani karsat. This manastha indriyani, that is stated here, manastha indriyanam cha bhutanam mahatamati mahabhut. Mahabhut is five elements. Hiti aptin manus mahu. And mind. See, in this way we are in trance. And there is struggle. Panasthasthani indriyani prakitisthani karushati. Mamayvasa. They are mind, part and parcel. They can live as good as I am. But unfortunately, they are undergoing a struggle for existence on account of this polluted mind. What is that pollution? Krishna bhuliyadi bhogamanchasa. He thinks that, what is the use of? This is, what is called? Sannis mentality. Slave mentality, they say. The bhakti manga is slave mentality. Instead of becoming God, they want to become servant or slave of God. So this is slave mentality. No, this is not slave mentality. This is actual liberation. Because our constitutional position is to remain. We are servant of Krishna. But somehow or other, we revolted. Still we are revolted. Although Krishna coming and canvassing, just surrendering it, but still we are revolted. This is our disease. Manasthasthana indriyani prakritisthani karse. So if we want to be pure, again, and come to our original consciousness, Krishna consciousness, which is satchattam avikarittam shantattam cetasa, then we have to take to this Krishna consciousness. That is the only way. There is no other way to become peaceful. Santatyam avikar without any change. Fixed our mind. That is Krishna consciousness. Shanti. If you want everyone is hankering after Shanti. The Shanti formula is given everywhere in the Shastra. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna is personally saying, this is Shanti. What is this? Bhoktaram Jagadamasam Sadaloka Mahasaram Sridam Sadhutanam Jastam Ma. Sridam Sadhutanam who? Not these political leaders. We are taking these political leaders as our friend. And carried out by their dictation. Some political leaders say, you do like this, another political leader do like that. So we are not. No. Bhoktaram Sadhutanam Sadhutanam Sridam. If we want to take advice of real well-wisher, Sridha Sarvabhutana. Similarly, Sadhu, he is also Sridhanu Sarvadehina. The same thing. As Krishna is the supreme friend, well-wisher, Sri means good heart. We have friend, Mitra, it is little different from Sri. Mitra means I make friendship with you with some moti. But a father is Sri, mother is Sri. Always well-wishing. There may be some friend also, always well-wishing. But the best example that the father is always well-wishing. How my son is well situated. I will be happy. Similarly, Krishna says that when one can understand me as Sridham Sarvabhutanam, then Shanti Nityati, then it is a Shanti. Shantatva. When we accept it, Padmikam means that Krishna is my father, Krishna is my friend, Krishna is my well-wisher, and Krishna says, well, the difficult. Aham prasarva pape brahmakrisha. He takes charge. Om triya pratijani hi name bhakta pranastati. He is giving assurance. Mani pasa vatsitsa jitishu papajana sriya sutra tatha vaisya sthiti janti parangati. Everything is there. So, on account of this dirty position of material contamination, we cannot accept Krishna as the real friend. Therefore, we cannot give shanti. So if we want really shanti, then we must accept the formula. Sri Rama Sagadihna, Gyatama, not this political leader, that political leader, no. They do not know what is the actually path of shanti. They cannot. They do not have shanti in themselves. How they can? Physician heal thyself. The physician himself is a diseased person. Maya mohita. So how they can help us? So this is not possible. We have to accept Krishna as Sridha Sarvabhutanam Jata. He is the provider of everything. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Maheshwaram Isharam Maheshwaram Parameshwaram Maheshwaram or Parameshwaram Isharam Paramat Krishna. In this way we can understand that Krishna is the provider, Krishna is the enjoyer, Krishna is my supreme friend. Then shantattam, you can get shanti. Otherwise, this material environment will always create disturbances. Bhayam para vadvityādi nivesatasya. Then we will be always in fearful condition, in anxiety. But if we accept this formula, then no more we are in this, hot spot of this material existence, we live clearly. Satsattam, that is called Satsattam Avikaritam. So a Krishna conscious person is not agitated by the material action and reaction. He remains fixed up. Naishthiti bhakti. This is called Naishthiti bhakti, nishtha. Tanikam is. Tato rajastamo bhava. Naishthiti bhakti. Nityanga Bhagavata Seva, Bhava, Nakta Prayeshu Abhadyeshu. This is Abhadya. These material contamination, Kriyashakti, Ahamkara, Stribhiva, three kinds of Kriyashakti, working in the modes of ignorance, working in the modes of passion, these are the more. That when these two things, Kriyashakti, these Kriyashakti under the spell of passion and spell of ignorance is almost gone. Nastha prayeshu abhadyeshu nityanga bhagavata seva. So this is all the process. Let us hear from Srimad Bhagavata. Not this professional, but just like here Kapil Dev is explaining, Sang Kapila Vrati, every word of Bhagavata, sublime. And if this is given to us by Vyasa, because we do not know how to get out of this entanglement of material and environment, anartha vasamam shakas, anartha. On account of being entangled in this material modes of nature, we have accumulated so many unwanted things. Anartha. That is called anartha. Artha means substance. And anartha means illusory things. So many things. So that is our material condition of life. And the only remedy is become Krishna conscious and that is how we can become Krishna conscious. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu. Vishnu means Krishna. Simply hear and speak about Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Thank you. Yeah.